try to address is, what are the structural factors that were underlying the popular uprisings in the Arab world? And then we're going to try to dig in a little bit to what happened in Egypt and what continues to unfold in Egypt as part of the country's political development. Particularly, who were the protesters who participated in the Arab uprisings? How have Egyptians voted in presidential and parliamentary elections following the transition from Mubarak to other forms of governance?
And what are we really witnessing today? Are we seeing a kind of unstable transition from authoritarianism to democracy? Or are we seeing a reassertion of authoritarian political institutions? So these are going to be the things that we're going to look at today. And I'm happy to be interrupted along the way if you guys have particular questions.